From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, there has been a big change to estimating what the Washington apple crop will look like from year to year. John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says the traditional early August estimates were committing growers to substantial costs.
What is on the trees may not be what is harvested by the end of the harvest period in late November.
And given these tough financial times,
that was frustrating, folks, because we were putting numbers out that was accurate as to what looked like it was on the tree, but it might have been far higher than what was actually going to be picked and brought to market.
And that, Devaney says, can have significant effects on the market.
So rather than putting out numbers that looked accurate and maybe gave a false sense of confidence of what the final marketed crop would be, our board, after getting input broadly in the industry, decided that we should just wait until we really know what has been picked in late November, early December.
So Devaney says December 1st is now their target date for releasing the numbers.
And that still gives the industry a lot of time to plan their marketing, because apples go into storage and they're packed over a year essentially from harvest. So there's plenty of time to make your marketing plans once you know what has actually been picked and is going to be packed and sold.
That should create consistent messaging out to retailers and consumers about what to expect from each crop.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.